And now the KWGS local news at 8:31. Another change of plans for Tulsa Public Schools as COVID-19 continues to worsen. Fourth through sixth graders at elementary schools had been scheduled to return to in-person learning this month, but the board voted to delay that at a special meeting last night. They say the high rates of spread currently are expected to get worse after Thanksgiving, and staffing is already strained. Board President Stacy Woolley expressed frustration at recent comments by Governor Kevin Stitt that if he had the power to do so, he would like to force every district in the state to return fully in person by January. Woolley accurately noted the governor has been rejecting federal COVID-19 guidance for months, such as the White House's repeated calls for a statewide mask mandate.
So yes, while I support our students being in school, I also fully support our governor being responsible. And then we can make sure our kids are in school.
Superintendent Dr. Deborah Gist had recommended the district follow through on the return plan for 4th through 6th graders this month. The board voted 4-2 to reject it. As of now, all TPS grade levels are scheduled to return in person by January 4th. And as local leaders stress COVID safety over the Thanksgiving holiday, Governor Stitt yesterday announced he plans to flout CDC guidance. The CDC is strongly encouraging Americans not to gather with people outside their households, but Stitt said he would be doing so anyway. The governor didn't make a live stream available. This audio is from KOCO News.
I'm going to be with my family over Thanksgiving. I'm going to do it safely. I'm going to be with my parents. I think Oklahomans should be with their loved ones over Thanksgiving.
The governor did not wear a mask at the crowded press briefing despite his executive order requiring state employees to do so. Dr. Bruce Dart of the Tulsa Health Department is skipping his own Thanksgiving.
It would be absolutely devastating to learn that a family member who contracted the virus at Thanksgiving was not alive at Christmas. And I'm sorry, that's just a harsh reality. Please don't let this happen to any of you.
As is Dr. Patrick McGough of the Oklahoma City County Health Department.
Not seeing your family for one Thanksgiving is far better than having that chair empty next year and every year thereafter.
Tulsa Mayor G.T. Bynum says his Thanksgiving will be just himself, his wife, and his two children. This is KWGS News.